welcome to Hour 3 of Rosie on the House, a Arizona Saturday morning tradition for 26 years. Welcome aboard. Thank you for tuning in. And you regular listeners know that we can take any question you might have about home remodeling or improvement around your house, home, castle, or cabin. But there's two areas that no one would ever mistake me for an expert, and that's electrical and plumbing. So you consider this your day with a plumber. We've asked our plumbing expert, Mr. Chris Stanfield from Benjamin Franklin Plumbing, to join us in here this morning as a part of us kicking off early the Fix a Leak Week, which actually is next week. But we're broadcasting live from the University of Phoenix Stadium for the Maricopa County Home and Garden Show. And we're actually doing demonstrations here today and tomorrow, one of which is how to fix a leak around your house. We figured this would be a great opportunity for us to give homeowners a little courage and a little experience and a little experience looking at what it takes to stop a leak in any one of the particular most common types of faucets. So we have them on display. We'll be taking them apart, showing you what it takes, and we'll be talking about your plumbing system from beginning to end. The plumbing system in your home from beginning to end. From the water meter to the toilet. Everything in between. And I know we've already got a couple calls on hold. Before we take them, let's introduce Chris. And thank you again, Chris, for joining us this Saturday morning. And let's talk about what we wrote in the Arizona Republic article for this Saturday. The first thing you got to do with any plumbing system is know where to turn it off.
Yeah, that's probably the most important thing, because something always goes wrong, and if you don't know where that is, it just makes the problem worse.
Now, I've been pretty much building since about the late 60s, and it seems like to me, maybe even the first couple homes I built in the mid-60s or was involved in building, we didn't put a shutoff valve at the water manifold to the house. You had the shutoff at the water meter, and that was it.
Well, Rosie, I wasn't back doing work back in those times, so I only know homes with shutoffs for the most part.
And so you broke into the plumbing industry right here in Phoenix.
Yes.
And when did you break into it?
Early 80s.
Okay, and there were by the 80s, we were certainly by code putting a shutoff valve at the water manifold for every house.
Yeah, I'm sure there are still in some of the historic districts some homes that don't have it.
Yeah.
But for the most part, 9% of the homes in the valley have a shutoff.
So they would have to go back to their water meter then, mm-hmm. in that case?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we didn't put a shutoff on homes.
Or sometimes they put it down like under the home, the crawl space even.
Yeah.
Oh, that's where you want to go and turn it off when water's leaking.
Yeah.
No.
Crawl underneath there where a nice pool of water and find a shutoff valve.
Yeah. Or make your way through the mosquito, not the mosquito, the spider webs and stuff. But we got to find where to shut it off. Now, for most people, that's going to be at what we call the water manifold, where the water enters the house. You need to find your water meter. That's generally buried underground in a box. You pull the lid off. You see the dial spinning. That's your water meter. A line runs from there to your house. The line, a riser, comes out of the ground, outside of the wall. It generally tees right there, goes to a hose bib, and then goes into the wall of the house. Somewhere's in that riser, you hope to find a shutoff valve.
Right, and normally they're going to either be a round gate valve, shutoff valve, or if you have one of the better ball valves, which would be a lever that you just pull on.
Yeah, and the gate valve dilemma is that they're so apt to freezing open and or closed.
Yeah, and it's not freezing from temperature, it's just freezing from sitting there in the water for so long they get to where they rust or minerals build up on them and they won't shut and they'll actually break sometime.
Even if you have a water softener on the house, this is before it gets water softened. So you're getting delivered to that location all the water straight from the city hard water.
That's right.
So it has a tendency of locking up. Now, I've had those gate valves literally twist off and break, the stem rusts when you're trying to shut them off. And then I've been able to shut them, but I couldn't get him to open up again.
Yeah, that's right. But that's not as bad as not having one not work when your house is flooding.
Oh, absolutely. Because then you're digging for the water meter turn off, and the water meter turn off, unless you have a water meter key, I mean, the only way I've ever been able to do that is find the longest crescent wrench you can find, open it up just wide enough so it reaches that crossbar, put the biggest, longest screwdriver in the hole of the crescent wrench, and turn like your life depends on it. And usually when there's water blowing out the bathroom window, you've got all the adrenaline going you need. But is that the best makeshift water key you can find?
Yeah, that is. As long as you have room down there at the meter to get that wrench in there, yeah, that usually works.
Because you generally don't have enough room to get something long enough into the box.
Right, and your pair of pliers usually doesn't work.
It won't work. They don't open and close that easy, that's for sure. So I used to keep a water meter key around all the time, but I hardly do it anymore because now virtually the homes all have these shutoff valves. Now, if you have a plumber out to the house for anything, there's a couple things you ought to get your money's worth. It costs a certain amount of money to get a plumber to your home. Whatever repair it is they're looking at, have them take a look around the house. And I would tell you that if you've got a plumber at the house and you've got an old gate valve, you might want to ask him, could you consider, give me a price for taking that out and giving me a new ball cock valve?
Yeah, that's probably very important. And that's kind of shameful myself. I just finished replacing mine a couple years ago, and we lived in the home for 18 years. So finally went to the ball valve type.
And I think another thing plumbers should do or homeowners should learn to ask is, would you pressure test my home while you're here?
Yeah, that's an easy test.
That's a very easy test. Go ahead and pressure test the home. We generally recommend, from what we read in plumbing fixture manufacturers' manuals, is that about 65 PSI is about optimal.
Right. Code is anything over 80 should be regulated. So anything below 80 is considered safe by most manufacturers of appliances and products that are put in the home.
I didn't realize there was actually a code.
Yes.
That's funny that a city puts a code requirement on that and then supplies the water but doesn't match the code and puts the burden on us to put a pressure relief valve on it. But that's a topic for another day.
Okay.
I got chewed out for going into a political statement last week. Someone misunderstood and I got it all straightened out, but it took me a little while this week. We've got calls on hold right now. They'd like to talk to a plumber. We've got Chris Stanfield from Benjamin Franklin Plumbing. Romy, who are we going to bring in first?
Well, let's start with water pressure while we're on that topic and bring Daniel into the conversation and see what we can help stabilize and equalize in his home. Daniel, welcome.
Hey, guys. Thanks for taking my call. Hey, I just have a couple of questions. My first question is about water pressure. And water pressure just throughout my house seems to be fairly low. You know, the shower isn't real powerful, and then when you flush the toilet, it doesn't always, you know, go down all at once. I'm just wondering how I can fix that.
Can I ask a couple more questions?
Go ahead.
How long have you been in the house?
About 2 years.
Has it done this from day one?
Yes.
Okay.
It seems to have gotten worse, but, yeah, it's not ever been real good.
Well, sometimes we talked about that test. You can go get a help me, Rosie.
Gauge.
A gauge, like at Home Depot or one of the hardware stores, and test that and see if your pressure coming into the home. You put that on the front hose bib and see what your pressure is. A lot of times, the issue we have is not necessarily pressure. The city may be supplying you a good pressure, but your flow is restricted somewhere. When you first turn on the faucet, does it come out fast and then start to slow down, or is it just slow all the time?
No, it's just consistent. It's consistent.
And you don't live up on a mountain or anything, do you?
No.
Okay. Well, the first thing I would do is I would check the pressure and let's see what we're actually working with. And you could call the city, and if it's like below 50, 40 pounds, if it's like in the 30-pound range or something, you could call them and ask them and see if there's a reason why that is. If not, the only thing you can really do to boost pressure is to put a booster pump system on.
And what are we looking at for an investment on that? Because that's actually something... I don't know, two or three times we got asked that yesterday. How do I get more pressure in my house?
I probably am not available to answer the price on that. I would think it's probably cost a couple $1,000s, but I can't say I've never put them in or never worked on them, but it's probably been a long time, probably 15 years from when I was doing custom homes that we had to actually even put a system in. Most homes around here, too high a pressure is the problem and not too low a pressure.
Yeah. And I've had homeowners call me with this low pressure problem. Now, he's been in the house 2 years. The reason I wanted to know that is sometimes if a plumber comes out and has to do work on the house and shuts an old gate valve And I've actually been out to homes and said, you know, the pressure was fine before they got here. They, whatever they had to do, then they left. Well, then the gate valve didn't completely open.
Yeah, or they didn't open it. A lot of times we go back, you know, as a plumber, we just crack it to go make sure there's no leaks and forget to go open it up all the way. So that's what I was asking, is you having really a pressure problem or a flow problem? So if it is a pressure problem, though, the only thing that's really going to fix that would be if the city would help you with that, which normally they won't be able to do anything for one home. Do you know if your neighbors are having the same problem?
Well, I think...
Do we lose them?
Yeah, apparently so. But that would be a great question. Find out if it's a neighborhood. But the little pressure gauge that screws onto the hose bib, right there where the water comes in the house, you can buy those gauges for it's
a couple bucks.
Yeah, they're not much at all. Make sure everything in the house is turned off. Make sure nobody's taking a shower, nobody's flushing the toilet, the pool filler isn't filling the pool. Turn that valve on all the way, the hose bib on all the way. The dial will go to the pressure it's reading, and you'll know right then, boom, exactly what pressure is being delivered to the home.
Yeah, that works great. And also, you might want to check it a couple different times during the day because it does go up and down.
Great point. A lot of times when the irrigation system's on in the neighborhood, throughout the neighborhood early in the morning, you'll have a pressure drop, as well as when people get home and start showering and cooking. Those are two times where we do have a pressure drop, generally speaking.
Go ahead. 1-888-767-4348. That's 1-888-ROSIE for you. If you'd like to join in the conversation, we have Don. We're going to help walk through a problem with his Delta faucet. We have Diana, who wants to talk about a water feature that's leaking. And an open line for you at 1-888-767-4348. Or if you're coming down to the University of Phoenix Stadium for the Home and Garden Show and have a plumbing question, it's a pretty hard RV to miss. Just look for the big KTAR RV. We're inside. You come on up and maybe we get your question live on the air.
There you go.